For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Back to Rev Pod. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Emily Nerds. We're my co-host, Ryan. You can find him on Twitter at Ryan Garcia ASM. Jackson, you can find him on Twitter at Jackson Dells 2. And James, you can find him on Twitter at James Valentinas. This episode of the Deep Drive Pod is sponsored by Believe. One of the best places you can find your podcast. They have, you know, almost any sports podcast you can find. And they have, you know, award-winning broadcaster, former Reds and football announcer, Tom Brenneman, has his own show on there, which is really awesome. You should give that a listen. Hopefully we'll have him on here soon. In today's podcast, we're going to be going over our top 10 pitchers. We have a conversation about that. We might answer a couple questions if time permits, but if not, we're just going to be doing the top 10 pitchers. This is going to be one of the more highly debated topics.
Get some labor talk again.
There's a lot more... a lot more nuance to these rankings than something like catchers or second baseman. I feel like there's a lot more different things you can look at for pitchers. And I would also like to say, I'm very excited to get to work with PitcherList. I'm going to be starting there very soon.
Awesome. Okay. This is the Deep Drive Pod, not the MLB Nerds show. Let's go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We don't talk about other companies here, Jack.
Also, if you're a company listening to this and you want to sponsor me, please just, I'll do anything.
So like companies, like I have social deficiencies, and I've worked really hard to get to this point.
All right, let's get into this here. Give your honorable mentions. I'm gonna give 3 honorable mentions. You don't have to give that many.
Hold on, I gotta pull up the ERA leaderboards quickly.
Fuck you. Check.
Yo, James, right. You know, like you think I'm joking? I'm actually pulling up the ERA leaderboards as I speak.
Pablo Lopez. I didn't have him inside my top 12 or top 13. But I'm a big person. I'm a big fan of Pablo Lopez.
We know you're a big person.
Big fan of Pablo Lopez. I'm really twice your height. Big fan of Pablo Lopez. He's my first honorable mention. Second one's going to be Charlie Morton. He broke his fibula, but he's still a really, really good pitcher. And my third one, just barely missing out of the top 10, is Kevin Gausman. This is a guy who could easily be in the top 10 at 10, probably, maybe 9. But I couldn't really put him in there just over one guy, but you'll see him in a sec. So Ryan, go ahead.
Ooh. Actually, I disagree with your entire list. You're just wrong. Unfortunately, no, I have Gausman. I'm gonna throw Musgrove because I was right on him. And we're just gonna look at Steamer and pick up the 11th best pitcher. And that would be Aaron Nola. I didn't put my top 10, but Steamer had top 10. So he's an honorable mention.
Is this serious?
Okay, actually, that's one of my favorites.
Wait, Justin Verlander too, because he's a Steamer top 12 pitcher, and Robbie Ray.
Can't be serious. Oh my god, dude. You're just making your entire list on Steamer. I'm not surprised.
No, I didn't make my entire list on Steamer because Robbie Ray didn't make it.
James, go ahead.
We're busy. Okay. So coming in at one of my honorable mentions, guess who was 9th in ERA last year? But doesn't make my top 10.
I don't know, actually.
Marcus Stroman. Honorable mention.
Oh wow.
I gotta give Joe Musgrove an honorable mention, and then I gotta give Jose Berríos an honorable mention because I also like him.
We lost Jack. All right. My honorable mentions are 2 Red Sox: Christopher Allensale and Nathan something Eovaldi. Both have grit. Both have heart. 2 guys you'd really want to date your daughter, you know, those type of guys. I just love them.
Okay.
Plus the Red Sox.
Would you let Chris Sale date your daughter, Jack?
I think I would, actually.
I would. do you know how respectful Chris Sale is, dude?
Chris Sale, oh man, that guy is, you know, first guy and last guy.
Jackson, would you let Chris Sale date your girlfriend?
Dude, my girlfriend? See, if I had a girlfriend, I would say yes.
No, seriously, you know, Chris Sale, definitely first guy in, last guy out, high motor kind of guy. Definitely guy I would definitely let him date my daughter.
Be the first guy in your daughter, too.
First guy in Jack's daughter, last guy out the bullpen. I love him. Great guy.
Ryan, you completely ruined that joke. All right, coming in at number 10 on Jack's list.
Number 10, we have Sandy Alcantara. Now, I'm not sure if I would let him date my iron.
All right, Jack, Ryan.
I had Sandy at 10 as well.
All right, coming in at number 10 on my list, I have Julio Urias, who I definitely would not let take my daughter.
Okay, that one I get.
ERA leaderboard right there. Go ahead, Jackson.
I got Sandy Alcantara at 10 because he's a beast.
All right, number 9, I have a guy who I would definitely let date my daughter, Aaron Nola.
I have
Walker Buehler. Why would you let him date your daughter?
Because he's got a really high motor.
What about him physically?
Okay, I feel like it's fair here that I'm not letting what's his name?
Urias?
Yeah, anywhere close Urias to my daughter.
Like Chapman, yeah. But you know.
And coming in number 8, we have Aroldis Chapman of the New York Yankees. James,
at number 9, I have Kevin Gausman.
Coming in, what the fuck is going on here?
Is your list messed up?
Oh, am I like retort?
You can't say that.
Okay, hold on.
There are a lot of things we can't say.
A podcast, like a cohesive podcast, but it's just us talking and James not being able to figure out technology. Like, bro, I'm out of like my 5-year-old.
34 ACT my ass. Dude can't even.
Okay.
Colleges, so, are you seeing this? He doesn't even know how to type.
So what I did was on the spreadsheet, I put – no, I would never go to UChicago. Maxwell
Resnick was there.
UChicago is like a Ryan type of school. Everyone there is socially inept. I put equals some –
New York. Come on.
Comma. Go to Chicago. And then I put B2 comma E2 rather than B2 colon E2. So it was adding B2 and E2 without seeing.
No, okay, well, at least I know how to use a spreadsheet. Like, I'm socially inept, but I know how to use a spreadsheet. All right.
Coming in at number 9, I have Walker Buehler of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who seems like a respectable guy. Would let him date my daughter.
Here, I want to apologize for the social ineptitude and – frankly, just ineptitude in general of James Valentinus. I do apologize.
Oh, okay.
James is supposed to be the smartest one.
Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants. Go ahead, Ryan.
Wait, you just skipped Jackson.
Oh, Jackson.
No.
I said Gausman.
James.
James said, who'd you say?
James was like dicking.
Jackson said Gausman for 9. Gausman.
Okay. Jack, go.
I said Logan Webb at 8. Let's go.
I also have Logan Webb at 8 because Jack decides to copy my list because it's a good list.
I have notable ERA merchant Sandy Alcantara at 8.
He's not an ERA merchant. He's cool.
He used to be.
I got Joseph Musgrove at 8.
What the fuck?
He's so hot, man.
I think he's going to have a big year.
Jackson, you just trying to guess your list, bro. You're going to have like, oh my
God. No, I didn't. He's got great
Smith for the win.
Good control.
Fuck, he missed.
All right, at 7, Jackson.
Great name.
We'll talk about it later. Number 7, I have Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies.
What's
wrong with you? Anyways, at number 7, I have Brandon Woodruff. I'm actually more correct than Jack is here, objectively, by every objective measure.
There is no chance you put Wheeler at – okay, we'll talk about that later.
Go ahead, James.
At number 7, I have Logan Webb of the whatever the hell team he's playing for nowadays.
San Francisco Giants.
Nowadays.
Actually.
Yeah, I stopped thinking there. I was watching basketball.
Well, right, technically, no one plays for anyone at this point.
Have you ever started thinking, James?
Of the – yeah, we got Logan Webb of the Yomiuri Giants.
All right, at 7, I got Walker Buehler.
All right, at 6, I have Shane Bieber, the Cleveland Indians. Oh, fuck.
The Guardians. You fucking racist. Oh, I left Bieber off my list completely.
What? Okay. We'll get into it later.
Okay, at number 6, I have 2-time LBPA Fighter of the Year, Max Scherzer. Has he even been, like, the leader of the PA?
At number 6, I have Yankees pitcher. No, I'm kidding. I have Brandon Woodruff of the Blue Jays. Blue Jays.
Are you calling James, a shot 2 years from
I'm
now?
Concerned.
What happens when we make like podcasts at 11 o'clock and James?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you
it's
have
only ten.
I'm sorry. Jack. Do you have to wake up at 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Who do you have, Jackson?
I have Max Scherzer.
Bro, what the fuck? All right, whatever. All right, at number five, I have Brandon Woodruff of the Milwaukee Cheaters.
There's no way you said, oh, what the fuck? You have Scherzer six and then put Brandon Woodruff five. Anyways, yeah. At five, I have Zach Wheeler. Yeah, of the Philadelphia Phillies.
At five, I have Garrett Cole of the Yankees.
You gotta stop. That's just genuine. This is actual trolling. This is genuine. I'm moving Garrett Cole to one to bring him back up. Fuck you.
No, I'm kidding. I got Max Scherzer at five.
You're not. I thought you were being serious, but
no, I am serious now that I have him at four. But
no, all right. First of all, racist. Just dumb. But anyways, go ahead.
At number five, I have Brandon Woodruff. That's who it was.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson. Thank you.
No.
Oh, just whose list is good now, huh?
No one's. No. I disagree. I said before the podcast, whatever Jackson said would be right, and I disagree now. So, unfortunately.
Okay, go. Someone talk.
Scherzer. Scherzer for me.
Shane Bieber, Cleveland, number four.
Wait, what the? Oh, shit. Shane I filled Bieber. Jack's whole list out, Ron.
You filled Jack's whole list out?
No, his list.
Oh, okay. My bad. Right,
Jackson, wait, you had Wheeler.
God, use lubrication.
Who do you have at number four, Jack?
Scherzer.
Okay, so I didn't fill it out wrong. You have Scherzer. Have Bieber at four, Ryan.
Yes.
And then Jackson, you have
Zach Wheeler.
I have Garrett Cole at four. I already said that.
Objectively fucking stupid. But
He was literally.
No, we'll talk about it later.
How are you going to tell me that the guy who was 16th in the ERA
last year? We'll talk about it later. When we get there.
Number three, I have Corbin Burns of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Corbin Burns.
Consensus Corbin Burns here, it looks like.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Jackson, I love you.
At number two.
I'm kind of scared what you have it too.
Garrett Cole.
You know who I have it to.
You have Wheeler too?
Yeah. I told you this like weeks ago.
Get Garrett Cole, number dose.
Out your fucking mouth. Like, holy fuck.
And then DeGrom at one.
Yes, everybody's DeGrom one. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, actually, who raised
you? Hey, let's use our nice words.
No.
Okay. No. Let's do this nice. Jack. Someone mute Jack. Mute Jack, please.
He's not even talking. You can't
Jack,
even
if you're going to yell, you have to take your hat off.
Don't think about me.
Yeah.
Do not mute me.
Mute him. He's yelling.
Not gonna mute me, okay? What does Zach Wheeler do better than Garrett fucking Cole?
His ERA was half
okay. ERA is not production. That would be FIP. Actually, FIP production ERA.
His
is not
FIP
production.
Was still FIP way lower.
He prevents better rate.
Nope, but unfortunately, have you guys considered that Steamer disagrees with you and therefore you're wrong? Have you considered that?
Have you considered
that? So, okay, last year in FIP,
you're stupid.
Your stats here.
Jackson, you're right. The
person who uses FIP is Giraffe Neckmark. Giraffe Neckmark.
Yeah, but that's what Ryan wanted me to use.
No, I wanted – no, no,
he's mean to that guy.
Anyways.
Don't be mean.
Here's the thing.
Why
Giraffe Neckmark
catch a stray?
Here's why you're incorrect, all right? So in any
tell me why okay. I don't care about projection.
No, listen. Two seconds.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you look at skill interactive ERA xFIP, and you don't let's say you don't like xFIP ERA, like you know, ERA predictors, they're not that good. I can understand that. You know, they're not really that bad. Yeah.
They're stupid. Come on.
That's fine. Let's look at something that's a little more complex. Something, let's say, like Cameron Groves pitching grades with the XRVs and expected run value.
Hey, Ryan, what kind of model does Cameron Groves use?
He uses a model that has a lot of numbers, and I don't know what those numbers mean, but they're pretty
cool. So if you don't even know what the numbers are, how are you going to use them to defend yourself?
Time out. Okay. I have like a decent understanding of how they work.
It's an XG boost, Ryan. XG boost.
Garrett Cole and Garrett Cole and Sierra.
Wait, did you say XG boost?
XG. With a G.
I think we need to stop
pretending. Extreme gradient boost.
We know
like
exactly.
The decision tree.
We know exactly.
Oh, wait, are you talking about like what he used, like what model he used to like?
No one can hear you.
Or what goes into it. Like, I'm confused about what you're asking me.
Hold on. James, we know exactly what the fuck you're doing, okay? I feel like we should move on because it's just so, it, like...
No, I troll a lot.
And you're literally, you're trolling right now. You're trolling all...
But no. But Zach Wheeler threw way more innings, had a much lower ERA, had a lower fit.
And a hamstring injury.
Okay, so, James, I have a question for you.
Yes. So,
this season, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had a higher WAR than Mike Trout, played more games than Mike Trout.
He's better.
Is he not? Okay. That's fine. No, if you think Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
He's not better.
No, but he was better this year. He had more F4. He had more games played. He's better.
We're talking about Mike Trout here. I feel like it's a little different. Gerrit Cole is not
Mike Trout. But what's – okay. How about this? What's the difference between Vlad Guerrero Jr. and a guy like – I don't know. I'm trying to think of a top consensus top 10 player. Perfect. Jose Ramirez. Lower WRC plus.
Vlad Guerrero is a consensus WAR. Top 10 player.
Yeah, that's kind of – that is – but you see, I think Jose Ramirez and Vlad are probably – similar comparison?
I think they're similar. Like, I don't
one
know.
One plays defense, one doesn't.
Yeah, but one's a much better hitter than the other.
Yeah, but Vlad, okay. Okay, I'm just trying to think, because, like, it's kind of hard to do this with position players, because you have to have a guy who isn't a consensus. Oh, okay, perfect. I actually think I found one here.
I thought you were going to talk about Marcus Semien.
Yeah, that's the thing. But the thing is, I talk about Marcus Semien, you're going to say, yeah, of course, because you're insane mentally.
Marcus Semien played 162 games last year. Vlad Guerrero played 161. They don't get hurt.
Incorrect. You had Bryce Harper below. Wait, no, you had Bryce Harper below Juan Soto on your list.
Yeah, Juan Soto had a better year last year.
No, he did not. He had a lower F4 and a worse
position players. Yeah, because
I'm trying to find a comparison.
Yeah, but your analogies are horrible. We've known this.
No, but you're making a conclusion based on one season when we know that one season isn't a strong enough sample size. We're
talking about players. Even the last.
It's not. Because Zach Wheeler was not as good last year. As he was this year.
He made adjustments.
Yes, he did make adjustments. So we can understand where one season kind of muddies things, correct? And we can see why we look at, you know, more than one season sample size for players in general.
But how are you going to look at an older sample size when you know that this guy is a different pitcher
because
than
you have
years ago?
Because.
But even if you go 2020 to 2021, Wheeler had a ERA 3.3 lower, 3.3.
So we're using 30 so points. So we're using sample sizes that, you know, ultimately aren't as reflective of players.
My point is
that your sample size isn't as reflective of a player's true talent level or how they're going to produce in 2022 in comparison to just projections in general. Like, I'm just going to take it like this. If you're going to use 2020, 2021, and you're going to try to use that to go against projections, which also use past data with better weights, I think you're fighting a battle that you really can't win. You're fighting a statistical battle you really just can't win.
No,
I think
win.
The only time
we're
you can win that battle
Zach
is when we're comparing minor league players to major league players. Like, let's say you're talking, like, let's say I'm talking about Wander Franco and Jackson brings up, I think, you know, Xander Bogaerts is going to be better because, you know, over his major league career, he has this type of, you know, he's done X, Y, and Z, and Wander Franco's done X, Y, and Z, but in the minor leagues, you know, you can make that argument because those are two different levels of baseball.
Here's the argument.
The same level of baseball.
One more start. 30 more innings over the last.
Yeah, you're trolling. Okay, I wasted my time. You're trolling.
No, I'm not trolling. The guy has so much more volume.
You're trolling. You're trolling. There's no way you're being serious right now.
It's fine. You can say what you want. I would put money on this.
Where's Walker? Why is Walker Buehler not in your top five then?
Because Walker Buehler didn't have the best season of his career last year.
Walker Buehler had a 207 innings pitch, second most in baseball. Walker Buehler, and you love ERA. Walker
Buehler,
oh,
yeah. I didn't really look at Walker Buehler. Maybe I should move him
up. You are trolling me. I just caught you trolling. You're trolling me.
No, I'm not trolling. I got to move him up.
You're trolling me. You're trolling me.
I got to switch my list a little bit.
You're fucking with me. Also, where's Wade Miley on your list?
We've gone way too far off on this.
No, okay. And then
Julio Urías. Where's Julio Urías? Oh, wait. He was.
I did put him in there.
Yeah, but he was number 9, and that's not really good.
What I do want to put out there is that I legitimately think that Wheeler deserved a Cy Young last year.
But Zach Wheeler had the 6th best ERA minus among starters, and you put him at number 2. That makes no sense to me.
I don't care about ERA minus. I care about
you should ERA. Care. ERA minus is significantly better than ERA in every applicable
ERA.
Way. ERA minus. minus. The minus has to be there. If the, you're using if you're using non-adjusted ERA,
no,
like,
I know.
It's like ranking players on WOBA. Like, you don't do that. WOBA's a good stat, but it's not park adjusted.
Games.
Is that an SEC? Oh, yo, that goes crazy. Is that game used?
Practice.
Oh, still that still is a good
one. What, Jack?
You just gotta stop, mate. Okay, it's ridiculous. Like shit. I think we
just it's the innings guy.
James.
Or as Walker Buehler had a better ERA minus, and he pitched like six less innings. So is he better than Zach Wheeler? Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
he probably is. I gotta put Buehler at two now.
Okay. If you're gonna be consistent, I can agree with you. If you're consistent, I agree with you.
It's just Zach Wheeler. Lots of innings, probably deserved the Cy Young last year. No, not probably. Maybe. He did deserve the Cy Young last year, but the point here is that Zach Wheeler has a better season than Gerrit Cole next year, and that's what we're doing, right? We're projecting. My projections. Zach Wheeler will have a better season than Gerrit Cole.
And when we come back next year,
we can add this to the list of dumbass bets.
Hey, James, what happened to Hinjin Ryu? Because I remember he was on your top 10 last year, and I just, you know.
He's old. Old people get worse at basketball.
So I was just curious, you know, especially considering, you know, Zach Wheeler's 31. He'll turn 32 in May. He's older than Gerrit Cole is. I'm just curious.
But he doesn't play for the Yankees, Ryan.
You're trolling me. You're fucking with me, and you're trolling.
I'm not fucking with you.
Let's move on to something else. Move on to something else. You're trolling.
Ryan, why is Logan Webb not in your top 10? Also,
he is in my top 10. I had a mate.
I just missed that. Okay.
Yeah.
Jackson, why is Logan Webb not in your top 10?
He's probably juicing.
So.
I don't do with cheaters, man.
Then why do you
So what are your thoughts on Jacob DeGrom, who's been using HGH? I actually saw him injecting them straight into his gluteus maximum. I actually saw him, my own two eyes, injecting them. So what are your thoughts on – and Gerrit Cole, too, was a disgusting cheater. Really not a guy you want, you know. I can't really imagine you being someone who wants to be friends with a guy like Gerrit Cole who willingly cheated the game of baseball. So I'm kind of curious there about what your thoughts are on that.
I like Gerrit Cole.
Why do you like him? He's a cheater, though.
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
Says who? Says who? See, who says he's a cheater?
Love Jackson.
Who says he's a cheater?
I like Jackson.
What did Gerrit Cole do? Tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, any other complaints from anyone?
I don't have a complaint, but I just want to say, I want to, because I know like Shane Bieber, I had him higher than everyone else. I don't know if like there's any objections to that.
Me and Jackson both didn't have him on the list. I think that's an injury thing.
I mean, yeah. But I do
not think he's going to have that big of a year.
He's also a tack guy.
Are we sure he's a tack guy?
Big tack guy.
Are we sure?
He never had an elite fastball at his command. If he suffers, if he loses anything from tack, it's going to be command probably. But like his breaking pitches are probably all going to stay the same, and he never had like an elite fastball. So,
yeah, thank you. I actually appreciate that. That was really insightful, and it made me, you know,
well,
thank you. But
they say Elm Wiener is nothing but chip posts.
Hey man, I actually defended you today. I said hot take. Elm Wiener is.
It's actually hilarious though. Like I understand I have a relatively big following, but it's like, you know, I'm a person and like I feel like it's kind of
are you gonna cry?
Are you gonna cry?
I'm gonna cry after what fucking Jackson was doing earlier, dude.
I just wanna tweet Jack, safe in the masses.
How's that hat working out for you?
This hat? I love this hat. It's big fan of it.
Can you take it off for a second?
I can't.
Why don't we all take off our hats?
I would take my hat off, but it's glued.
I can't. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't
belong. My hair is still sticking straight up. It is.
There we go.
Jack, it's kind of it. Why aren't you taking up? You know, it's actually in solidarity because, you know. You know, with the. Jack, you know, we took off our hats in solidarity there, and it was really interesting that you did it.
Yeah, Jack. So. Jack's a big Putin type of guy. That was for Ukraine.
Yeah, definitely. Jack actually texted me.
He texted us, "Go Putin."
And he texted me a Russian flag. He was like, you know, thinking about taking on a new sponsor. No, I'm joking. I don't know how much that would have been
way funnier if you didn't stutter 47 times.
I'm sorry, it's a problem.
Dear James Valentinus, I wish I was your mother.
Did you see that video, James?
No, I didn't. I don't know what that meant.
Oh my god, there was this. I don't know who this was. It like a motivational speaker or something like that.
Oh, it was
like
a poem to.
Oh, Black. Yeah, I know, but the person who said it, weren't they like a motivational speaker?
Dear President Mr. Vladimir Putin, I wish I was your mother. If I was your mother, I would have held you so tight and I would give you so much. It was like the stupidest shit. It was actually horrible.
One of her videos.
Are we talking about the woman who was what's her name?
No.
The one who did the inauguration.
No, definitely.
Oh, that was fucking Amanda.
I would not willingly allow her like around my family.
Oh.
The one who did the inauguration?
No, the one who said the video. No, it's not even political. The boxer. Oh, okay. I like that one. Actually,
this question is okay. Anna Lynn McCord.
Analytics?
All right, what else are we moving on to? Yeah, you're really not.
If I was your mother, you would have been so loved in the arms of joyous light. Never would this story play. The world unfurled before our eyes.
Hey, Jack, I don't do poetry, man.
Asian sitting peaceful.
Jackson, do you want to write a poet to Bob Manfred about how if you were his father, he would turn out better?
If I was your father, I think he'd be a lot better, but...
We should have people write a poem like that. I think it'd be really recorded. It'd be really inspirational.
Poems to us. We want to hear your poems.
Oh, well, no, not to Rob Manfred. To the owner of the baseball team that you're a fan of. So
I feel like this whole like owner thing is overblown. Like, let's chill out a little bit. It's everyone's fault.
No, fuck the owners. It's fuck the owners till I die.
Of owners, you don't understand that the owners are the reason this is happening. This is an owner-initiated lockout. They don't even have to be a lockout right now. There could be no lockout.
I agree with the fact that the owners shouldn't have locked out the players and that they could just be playing on the old CBA. This is true, which they probably should be doing. But the players have no leverage. They need to stop acting like they have leverage.
They should not do that. Oh, I mean, they have no leverage. This is literally baseball. Like,
yeah. And the owners still make money if there's no baseball and the players don't. So,
dude, no, here's the thing. Like, the problem is, I mean, you can't. Oh, my internet sucks. You really can't, like, at this point, we're so deep in the lockout. Like, are you going to just give in like March and like not meet any of the demand or meet any of the goals you were trying to hit coming into this lockout? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be a waste.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're gonna have to because
I'd rather them go on strike than
give in.
I think it'd be better. It would be better for them to go on strike than it would be for them to just give in to the owners.
The owners win if the players go on strike.
No, long term, no, they do not win long term. You can't think 1 year. You can't think until the next CBA. You have to think like for the next 20 years. What is the best course of action for the MLBPA? And it's for them to stand their ground and to try to gain as much as possible in the CBA. Because right now, the owners, I mean, I know it's not every single owner that thinks this way, but there was the report that there's one owner at least who wants to just completely tear down the MLBPA. That's their goal. By the end of the lockout, MLBPA has like as little power as humanly possible, undo all the progress they've made.
Well, obviously that's their goal. It's like,
but they're
it's like how Putin's goal is to take down Ukraine. Like, their goal is to take down their opponent.
Too far into this.
My point is like, owners.
Ryan, your points last forever. Wrap it up.
My points do last forever. They never stop. I'm sorry, I say that a lot
because I think we're gonna regret something that we say at some point.
Oh no, Ryan and I already said so much shit last episode.
How much did we say?
A follow on Twitter, Instagram at Deep Drive Pod. Go follow us on go follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Emily Nerds. Go follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan CSM.
Don't do that.
He's on TNS and follow Jackson on Twitter at Jackson Dells 2. Thank you again to Believe for sponsoring this podcast and the Deep Drive. And we will see you in September.
6. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.